Today, we'd like to study the title of through and to him in Romans chapter 11, verses 13 up to 36. To align with the people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 22, therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fell severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also will be cut off. How can we continue in his goodness? Question two, in verse 25, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. What does the phrase of until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in mean? Question 3. In verse 36, for over him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. What does it mean? First of all, we want to see background. This is the writer is Paul the Apostle. Paul the Apostle is writing this letter to Romans Christians. Romans non-Jews called as Gentile Christians. Romans chapter 11, verses 11 and 12, previous verses, I say then, as we covered in the last time, have they stumbled that they should fall? Here they, meaning not audience Roman Christians, Romans, they meaning the Israelite people, the Jews. Jews stumbled and they should fall. Certainly not, absolutely not, never. But through their fall, most Jews unbelieve in Jesus as a promised Messiah. So here called in their fall to provoke them to jealousy. So they had a jealousy against the Gentile Christians. Why? Because the Gentile Christians receive salvation and all consequent blessings. Salvation has come to the Gentiles. That's why most Jews who do not believe in Jesus as the promised Messiah had jealousy. Now if their fall, the Jews or Israelites fall, is riches for the world, which meaning therefore their unbelief resulted in riches to non-Jews, including some of Jews believe too. So that's why here, riches for the world. So non-Jews, including some of Jews believe too. And their failure, the majority, the Jew, most Jews believe, failure riches for the Gentiles. So they root to Gentiles' riches. How much more their fullness? Then today, verse 13 up to 24, about salvation of the Gentiles, 25 to 36, about salvation over Israelites. Verse 13, for I speak to you Gentiles. So here, disciple indicate audience Romans, Gentiles, non-Jews. Gentiles, in as much as I am an apostle to the Gentiles. Apostle meaning sent out by the Lord. To the Gentiles, for the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry or my office. So disciples' office here, apostle. So whatever called by God, we should honor each ministry because called by God. So such as intercessionary prayer role, so we should honor my calling, intercessory prayer. Or usher, we should honor this usher calling, sharing gospel, teaching words, singing, whatever. Why? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18 to 20 said, but now God has set the members here, the body, physical body, a lot of members, eye, finger, toe, whatever, eye, each one of them in the body, just as he pleased, God pleased. And if they were all one member, this is a hypothetical example, long example. So the body has all, only one member, such as eye alone or mouth alone, where would the body be? But now, indeed, there are many members, yet one body. So many members are necessary to working for one body. So here, disciple indicates, because God called him, that's why he honored his calling, his office. Also, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Therefore, brethren, to even more diligent to make your call and election sure. So, disciple Peter said, our calling, we should be diligent. We should be faithful. Minister requirement is a faithfulness, diligence. So, even more diligent to make your call and election sure. Diligent to whom? To God, not to human being. So we are not, you know, human policer. We are policer of God. For if you do this thing, you will never stumble. So when you look at God, you would never stumble. If you look at human being, you might be stumbled. So here, just says so. Then verse 14, if by any means I may provoke to jealousy. Here jealousy, talking about jealousy is the fruit of a flesh. That is to the Jewish people, non-believing. Those who are my flesh or my blood. Because disciple is Jewish too. So that's why he said, those who are my flesh, and save some of them. Here, save some of them, not all Jews. Some of them, like disciple Paul, or other apostles, James, Peter, also other Jewish Christians, save some of them. Verse 15, for if their being cast away is the reconciling of the world. Here, their being cast away, most Jewish people, unbelievers, is the reconciling of the world. Israel being cast away from salvation because of their unbelief. The reconciling of the world, the reconciling of the Gentiles with God through Jesus, with the sum of Jews believers. That's why he said the world. What will their acceptance be but life from the dead? So their acceptance, meaning Israelites, acceptance Jesus. If the unbeliever Israelites accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior, that is like life from the dead, as the life from the dead, or resurrection, faith. Verse 16, for if the first fruit is holy, the lump or the bird is also holy, and if the root is holy, so are the branches. Some of the Israelites were broken off, actually most of the Israelites were broken off from the holy tree because of unbelief. So you are thinking about disciple Paul, a parable of olive tree. Why, you know, disciple Paul, you know, brings olive tree? Psalm chapter 1, 28, verse 3. Olive tree, a symbol over family of those who fear God. The family of the fear of God. So here, the tree is there. There is just, the root and stem, bird and fruit. So the olive tree is holy. So obviously, all consequences. You know, lump is holy, fruit is holy, branch is holy, everything holy. That is bottom line here. And if some of the branches were broken off, disciple talking about some of the branches, some of the original branches or the natural branches were broken off. Some of the Israelites were broken off from the holy tree because of unbelief. And you being a wild olive tree, that's the Gentiles. You are not originally attached to the olive tree, wild olive tree, which means we did not original God's promise. We're grafted in because of Gentiles' belief. Grafted in meaning grafted in the olive, original olive tree among them. And with them become a partaker of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. So because of our faith, we original nature, wild olive tree, we attached into the stem, the holy olive tree, so we can receive all blessing, all promises God originally promised to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, forefathers. That is coming to us. Do not boast against the branches. So therefore, the Gentile Christians do not boast against most non-believing Israelite people. Do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root support you. So not boast against the Israelites, but pray for their salvation. Because Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless, God said, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So God wanting, we should pray for most Jewish people, unbelievers, so pray for them for salvation. Because that is God's heart. So not, you know, proud or arrogant against non-believer Jewish people. You know, that is the bottom line. Because the region, the root, you know, support the branch, the nature, wild olive branches like us. Then verse 19, you will say then branches were broken off or were cut off from original olive tree, yet I might be grafted in. Well said. So you are right. So Israelites, due to their unbelief, were broken off from salvation, so that I, as a Gentile, due to faith, were able to be grafted in the holy tree or to be saved. So well said. Then because of unbelief, they were broken off. And you stand by faith. Do not be hurt, but fear. So not to be, again, don't be proud, but fear. Fear meaning fear God. So here is disciple indicate fear, you know, fear God. Because the olive tree is symbol, the family over those who fear God. So that is the same context. Also, stand by faith, you know, stand by faith in Jesus as the promised Messiah. Then, for if God did not spare the natural branches meaning the original branches, he may not spare you either. So if you do not stand in faith also, you may be cut off. So that is the bottom line. Verse 22, therefore consider the goodness and severity of God. Here, goodness of God and the severity of God. So two angles I'm talking about that. Those, then we see what kind of severity. Those who fell, severity. Here indicates severity to sins. Sin is severe. So those who fell, meaning those who sins or who commit sin, severity. So severity, sin is severity. Toward you, goodness, if you continue in His goodness, the question one, how can we continue in His goodness? So let it, disciple talking about stand by faith. So also Paul talking about his Romans, previous chapter 8, just said, be in Christ, working after spirit, not after flesh. Or be in Christ, ruled by the spirit, not by the flesh. Grace is freely given, unmerited favor from God, from faith. That's a grace definition. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation of those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Have you heard of cheap grace? Cheap grace was discussed in various ways by Dietrich Bonhoeffer and John MacArthur or Dallas Willard. Cheap grace simply is not that grace. Cheap grace is the grace just for benefits, without severe considering the donor's cost, or without motive to love God more than any others. Example is cheap grace, like when you go to grocery, you are looking for same quality item, you might choose a cheap one. Actually, this is grace is free. So you just said, I am born again Christian. Then you are staying in your life, you know, flesh. You continue to commit sin, you know. You had no conviction over, you know, Jesus' death for me. Because Jesus, original God, come into man. So he submitted God the Father. Also, God loved me so much because he gave his son. So, therefore, there is no repentance, no discipleship, no spirit-led life, no living, but living after flesh. So that kind of named Christian is called as cheap grace. So cheap grace is not right. So but Bible said, also Church Missionary indicated that in many ways, you know, those are still who live in flesh will not inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9-10 also, do you not know that the unrighteousness will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, you know, and so nor thieves. You know. Also, Galatians chapter 5, verse 19-21, Same content, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 3-5, you know, as well. Also, James chapter 4, verse 4, adulterers and adulteresses, do not know that friendship with the world is enmity or enemy with God. Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So that is will be cut off, which meaning will not inherit the kingdom of God. Otherwise, you also be cut off. Verse 23, and they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, or if Israelites repent their sins and believe in Christ, will be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. So the Jewish people later repent their sin, unbelief, then they believe in Jesus as a promised Messiah. That times God, you know, the original natural branch will be grafted in the olive tree. For if you are cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, So nature, non-natural, or original in essence. And the word grafted, contrary to nature, into a cultivated olive tree. So all nourished from the roots. How much more will these, who are natural branches, symbol of most Jewish people who do not believe in Jesus, be grafted into their own olive tree? Now, verse 25 up to 36, salvation of Israelites, God's special plan. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. You should not know this mystery. Here, last, L-E-S-T, there's a negative. Lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part. Here is that God never depends upon our own opinion. Bottom line, we don't know all things. Thus, we pray and wait on the Lord. So we don't need assist, allege. God doesn't need our defense, our allegation. Rather than, you should be example. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 3. Just said, nor as being lords of those entrusted to you. Lord meaning you are ruler or leader, a leader, insist your position over entrusted to God's ship. Rather than being examples to the flock, you just show his ship how I follow God. That's it. So here, your own opinion wise, but should not be wise because you don't know certain part blindness. But blindness in part has happened to Israel until fullness of Gentiles has come in. This one is basically Daniel's chapter 9, the prophecy to Israel's plan. That is Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. 70 weeks. God has planned to Israelites 70 weeks. 70 weeks means 70 times 7 equal to 490 years. Then is a gap between 69th week and 70th week. That gap is called as church age. So we live in church age. So during that gap, the Gentiles had the opportunity to be saved upon each faith. So a gap between 69th week and 70th week called as the church age. The Gentiles, Christians, as God knows, according to his foreknowledge, has come in. Or will be caught up with the Lord in the cloud. So all believers, including some of the Jewish believers too, all believers caught up. That is talking about 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 17. So that is a theological term we call rapture. So Bible said caught up, but theological we said rapture, church rapture. So here, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 17, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So Jesus Christ is coming again in heaven. That time is already the dead Christians, the rose up. Then is alive, physical alive. Christian also will together cut off with the Lord. That's called is church rapture. And thus you shall always be with the Lord. So then in the future, thereafter, rapture, so-called church rapture, thereafter, in the 70th week for the nation of Israel during the great tribulation. That is in book of Revelation chapter 7, and talking about that. That time is God is a special plan. Each tribe is 120 times 12, 144,000 Israel people is shielded by God's grace for salvation from the Satan's attacks in that way. So that is until the fullness of Gentiles is coming, which meaning God has God's foreknowledge, God has the salvation for Gentile Christians. That is when Jesus coming again in heaven. That time is the last time. So all Israel will be saved as it is written. Here, why disciple talking about all Israel? Because in verse 17 said, with some not broken, some broken in verse 17. Some are saved. So the remnant, some Jewish people saved, plus most Jewish people, non-believers in the future, then is together. So that's why he said in all Israel. So in church ages, some Jewish people, Christian, plus, so in the Great Tribulation in the future, so most Jewish people that times repent their unbelief and believe in Jesus Messiah. So the Zechariah chapter 13 verse 6 indicating, and one will say to him, what are these wounds between your arms? So they mourn, they repent their sin. Look at Messiah Jesus. These wounds between your arms, his right arm, left arm. So Jesus nailed. Then he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. So that time they repent their unbelief and believe in Jesus. So the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob by repentance and belief in Jesus. Verse 27, for this is my covenant with them, them meaning Israelites, when I take away their sins. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. Most Jews were persecutors to the early church. For your sake, meaning for Gentiles' salvation's sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. God's promise to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, and their forefathers. That is. Verse 29, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Irrevocable meaning not revoke his word, or not revoke, or promise. Irrevocable meaning somebody make a promise, but he by himself do not cancel his original promise. That is a revoke. That is a revoke. Terminology. So God's word, God's promise is not changing. God stands forever. So God already made a promise to Abraham, because Abraham considered the righteousness, because Abraham's belief, God said, look at the stars, all stars, so you are descended like stars. The Abraham believes God's word because of his belief. So God accounts his belief as a righteous man. That is talking about already Romans chapter 4, a disciple, Romans chapter 4, verse 3, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, because of based on belief. So in that way, that's why that kind of a blessing, so will go to Israel, the descendant of Abraham. For as you were once disobedient to God, so here, Romans Christians, the Gentile Christians in the past time, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience. So this is kind of interesting, because once you did not believe, that's disobedient to God, because God said believe in Jesus as the promised Christ of the Lamb. They now obtain the mercy because they repent and believe, they believe in Jesus as the Messiah. That's why they forgive their sin and salvation, obtain the mercy through their disobedience. Through Israelite unbelief, the result in is a good opportunity to Gentiles. This is God's awesome work. You know, the many things, you know, the is Joseph scenario. Actually, Joseph brothers, you know, bad intention to sell, you know, Joseph, his younger brothers to slavery. But even bad thing, God worked the bad things for his good purpose. So finally, even that scenario is used for Joseph as the prime minister of Egypt. In that kind of thing. You know, that kind of scenario is explained here. Even so, these also have now been disobedient, most Israelite unbelievers, that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy. For God has committed them all to disobedience. God allowed most Jews to disobey or not to believe in Jesus as his promised Messiah, that he might have mercy on all in the future. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. This is beyond human comprehension. That's why God doesn't depend upon our defense, our allegation. Always we are limited to time, you know, so a lot of limitation. How unsearchable are his judgment and his ways, past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Here is a rhetorical question, which meaning nobody knows his mind. Well, who has become his counselor? Nobody can be his counselor. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13. Who has directed the spirit of the Lord? Or being his counselor, has taught him? Nobody. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 18. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Nobody. Nobody. So then is the last one, 35. Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him. This means God never owes anything to human beings. God owes anything to human beings. God exists by himself. God said, I am. Yeah, I am. So that is a problem. That's why, you know, we shouldn't judge. So we don't know, you know, most of things. So that's why we should wait on the Lord. So how Lord, you know, leads this situation for his way. So then is the last question, 36. For over him and through him and to him are all things. All things means all creatures. All things, all creatures come from God. All of us are absolutely dependent upon God. He is the source of all things. He, the Almighty, deserves our praise forever. The other one is applied to us. If you are in Jesus, you have all. For it is of, through, and to him that we have received all of these blessings, benefits, the redemption, the hope of eternal life, the promise of God, all wrapped up in Jesus. When you are in Jesus, you've got them all. What a wonderful plan. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, as he has reached out to us, to reveal to us his love, his plan, his purpose to draw us in, to make us a part of his family, that we might be heirs of God, joint heirs through Jesus Christ. Let's see each question answered briefly. Question 1 in verse 22, therefore consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fell severity, but toward you goodness. If you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also will be cut off. How can we continue in his goodness? That is, disciples said, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, be in Christ, working after spirit, not after flesh. Then question 2 in verse 25, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of the mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentile has come in. What does the phrase of until the fullness of the Gentile has come in mean? So now the church age between 69th week and the 70th week. So the Gentile Christians, certain number, only God knows, certain numbers is filled up. So their effort to Jesus coming again in heaven, so all believers, all churches will be raptured, you know, with the Lord. Here, God will, the most Jewish unbeliever, for God working them in order to save them. So in that way. The last question through in verse 36, forward him, through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. What does it mean? This means all creatures absolutely depend upon the Lord. So if you are in Christ, you have all blessing, all promises, all things. Okay, now is Brother Rick. He may lead a song and a closing prayer by him.